the heart of Florida's great Northwest. It's radio. Indeed it is. This is Pat Crawford, hoping you'll stay with us for some great music and conversation here aboard our stage studio located in the Museum of Commerce in the historic Pensacola Village. Another great evening, another great audience. Audience, give yourselves a hand. Every month, the audience gets better looking. It's amazing. But yet, it still remains an audience made for radio. Keep that in mind. So it doesn't matter what you wear. We have a great show tonight. We have some friends we've had on before, and looking forward to hearing from them again tonight. We're going to start with a lady that I've had on for many years. We go way back. Minnesota native Sally Barris is an A-list Nashville songwriter whose songs have been covered by artists like Kathy Mattea, Martina McBride, and Leanne Womack. Her song, Let the Wind Chase You, recorded by Trisha Yearwood and Keith Urban, received a Grammy nomination for vocal collaboration in 2009. She's performed on Mountain Stage, a program that we now carry, at the New Bedford Summerfest and at the Kerrville Folk Festival. Dirty Linen observes that Sally knows how to write lyrics that are as forthright as a stream of clear water, and she knows how to support them with melodies that share that quality. She also performs with dobro player and guitarist Chaz Williams and mandolin player Jason Bailey as Sally Barris and the Birmingham Boys, and she is currently touring with her newest CD, The Road in Me. In addition to touring, she is a mentor to many up-and-coming musicians and teaches sessions in the art of songwriting, finding your voice, and also how to make a living as a singer-songwriter, which ain't easy, folks. As I've said on the program many times before, nothing beats the experience of hearing an artist perform their own work, and no one does it better than Sally Barris. Please welcome her.
Sweet. Thank you. Well, I don't know how many years I've been coming down here, but I feel like we're family, you know? This is my home away from home here in Pensacola. And Pat is right. I do mentor songwriters, and this is a song that proves you can write a song about anything. This was inspired by an obituary that I read. It was in the Yahoo News, and it was below this article about what Marsha Brady looks like now. Apparently, it's astonishing. But the article that really brought my attention was this guy. His name was Angus MacDonald, and he's from Glace Bay in Nova Scotia, and he was just, dare I say it, full of piss and vinegar. And so I took his words, and I made him rhyme, and I put it to music. So this is all Angus. This isn't me. This is Angus. So this goes out to Angus wherever he may be. The Grim Reaper came on March 25th. Of 13 children, I was the sixth. Survived by my wife and loving family. I wrote it all here in my obituary. Oh, the world doesn't have Angus MacDonald to kick around anymore. The devil finally called my name, and I've gone to the other shore. I think I was nice, despite what they say. What do people know about me anyway? The good times, the bad times, well, I did my best. You can keep your opinions, just lay me to rest. Oh, the world doesn't have Angus MacDonald to kick around anymore. The devil finally called my name, and I've gone to the other shore. My little dog Scarlet one day up and died. Now if there's a place in the afterlife, where young dogs and old dogs forever run free, that's where you'll find little Scarlet and me. Oh, the world doesn't have Angus MacDonald to kick around anymore. The devil finally called my name, and I've gone to the other shore. Don't let my life end, stuffed in a coffin and gawked at by friends. Save all your money, just send me a prayer, and scatter my ashes any old way. Oh, the world doesn't have Angus MacDonald to kick around anymore. The devil finally called my shore. The devil finally called my name, and I've gone to the other shore. Thank you. Thank you so much. Well, if Carolyn Aiken isn't doing anything, and if Buddy Mumlock isn't doing anything, I'd love it if they came up. All right. So it's getting really close to Halloween, and I have a skeleton love song for you tonight. I know what you're thinking. Another skeleton love song? Seriously? Like, that's all we hear. But I'm just jumping on any bandwagon I can. So, this was inspired by, I was traveling in Halloween with Don Henry, and we saw these skeletons in a display window, And they were a skeleton doll band, so there was a lead singer, a bass player, a whole horn section. And we thought immediately, this band needs a song, like you would do. And all we had to figure out was what would skeletons say to each other if they were in love. And here's what we came up with. Get out from under all that graveyard grass. Bump and grind a little bony ass. You give me spiders and barnyard flies each time I look into your hollow eyes. Rib to rib, bone to bone, I wanna kiss you but your lips are gone. Shake and rattle with your tricks and treats. If I had a heart, it'd skip a beat. Your wormy hair and your toothy grin really kill me all over again. Rib to rib, bone to bone, I wanna kiss you but your lips are gone. Shriek. When you hear the word shriek, just, you know what to do. Later on we'll make the coffin creak. It feels so wicked when you make me shriek. If my tongue wasn't gone, you know, I'd lick you clean from skull to toe. Everybody. Rib to rib, bone to bone, I wanna kiss you but your lips are gone. One more time, here we go. Rib to rib, bone to bone, I wanna kiss you but your lips are gone. Carolyn Aiken and Buddy Munlock. Thank you so much.
Sally Barris. All right. Sally Barris. I tell you, you know, talk about the great musicianship, the amazing artists we have on this show, and Sally's here, and you know, usually when you're doing a show and you invite the other artists to come up to sing, it's always for a novelty song, you know. So I think that was, and I think they did a great job with that. Yay! Indeed, everyone. You are listening to Radio Live, coming to you live from the Museum of Commerce in the historic Pensacola, beautiful Museum of Commerce. Support for Radio Live comes from Coastal Bank and Trust, a division of Synovus Bank, helping people turn their ideas into business realities. Coastal Bank and Trust, a division of Synovus Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender. One of the many institutions, organizations, and individuals that support this program, and we appreciate all of them. Well, you've already heard a little bit from Buddy Munlock in this last number. Always great to have Buddy back on the show. He had the idyllic childhood, grew up in the suburbs of Chicago, and his parents encouraged him to play music. I mean, it's, you know, all the things you would never imagine to happen when you were a teenager.
It really stunted me as a songwriter.
Yeah. That's right. You couldn't write those angry songs.
That's right.
But after college, he began playing in Chicago's famed Earl of Old Town, where at the ripe old age of 21, he opened for Steve Goodman there on New Year's Eve. And Buddy says about that experience, he could have walked out of there that night, been hit by a bus, and wouldn't have felt life had cheated him at all. He made his first trip to Texas. Guy Clark heard him singing one of his songs under a tree at the Kerrville Folk Festival, liked it enough to give him a publishing deal in Nashville. 1987, he was a New Folk Award winner at Kerrville and released his first album, On the Line. Soon, artists like David Wilcox, Garth Brooks, Janis Ian, and Nancy Griffith began recording his songs, as well as writing and performing with him. His song, Amsterdam, co-written with Janis Ian, was recorded by Joan Baez. Nancy Griffith asked Buddy to sing on a show she was taping for Irish television and ended up recording his Coming Down in Rain on her Grammy Award-winning collection, Other Voices, Other Rooms. In 1996, Peter, Paul, and Mary recorded his song, The Kid, and then invited him to sing with them on their Great Performances PBS special. The Kid earned him a Kerrville Music Award for Song of the Year. In 2003, he toured North America and Europe with Art Garfunkel and Maya Sharp in support of their album, Everything Waits to Be Noticed, which they wrote and recorded together as a trio. Still touring, he also, just as I talked about Sally, mentors other artists. He teaches workshops in locations like the Swannanoa Gathering and the Kerrville Folk Festival School. Please welcome Buddy Mindlock.
Thank you so much. Well, this song kind of embodies the philosophy that I've been working with lately. It's sort of new to me, but it seems to be going pretty good. The song is called Nobody Knows Nothing. Nobody knows nothing. Nobody figured it out. Nobody knows nothing. Nobody knows what it's all about. Everything I see around here's for sale. Everyone's telling you the checks in the mail. Preacher, teacher, and president, it's what they say, really what they meant. I hope it is, cause it's already spent. It's gone. Figured it out. Nobody knows nothing. Nobody knows what it's all about. God made the world in 7 days. Big Bang came along and blew it all away. Newton, Einstein, and Paul Dirac, a quantum farmer's almanac. I think it's real, then it fades to black, and it's gone. What it's all about. All you got when you're a kid here is DNA. All you leave behind is what you do and say. In between it's crazy eights, when to jump and when to wait. All comes down to love and faith. It's gone. Nobody knows nothing. Nobody knows nothing. Nobody knows nothing. Nobody knows nothing. Thanks very much. I wrote that song with a friend in Chicago named Jim Tullio, who used to play bass with Steve Goodman, as a matter of fact. The next one I wrote with my friend Tom Kimmel, and I'd like to ask Sally to come back out here and sing it with me. She sings it with... There she is. She sings it with Tom all the time, so it's really messing her up to sing it with me, because I do it completely different. I got to hang out with Tom last week on my way somewhere. He was on the way, and I stayed at his place, and we were talking about this song, and he reminded me that when I recorded it for my record, I asked Tom to come in and sing it with me, and sing the harmony part. And of course, Tom and I actually kind of have this sort of the same range, so for him to sing the high harmony was a little bit of a strain for him. And but you know, he hung in there, and we got a really good part for it, I thought. And then, you know, months went by, as happens, and finally the record was ready, and I happened to run into him, and I gave him a copy of the album. It was the title song, the first cut, and he went back to his truck after we parted and put it in there right away and came to the chorus, and he thought, oh, he replaced me with some chick. And then he read the credits. There he was. Well, anyway, this is called Poetic Justice. I was not the one you wanted. You can see I'm reconciled, but you'd be so disappointed. Can you not carry on and stop? Is it too much to say we loved hard till the world fell back in place? Left us where we are. I feel like the king when the queen loses faith, and the crowd rushes in to tear down the gate. While the whole palace slept and I never rang the bell, maybe that's poetic justice. It's pretty hard to tell. When the fortune wheel is spinning, luck is fortune's dirty joke, and a player's chance of winning is diminished. Our hands when we were on a roll. I feel like the king when the queen loses faith, and the crowd rushes in to tear down the gate and declare what was mine I stole from someone else. Maybe that's poetic justice. It's pretty hard to tell. It's hard to tell why the solid ground surprised us when we fell. It's hard to say. It's life and death. Just so many bitter words beneath your breath. to say we loved hard till the world fell back in place and left us where we are. I feel like the king when the queen loses faith and the crowd rushes in to tear down the gate while the whole palace slept and I never rang the bell. Maybe that's poetic justice, but it's pretty hard to tell. I feel like the king when the queen loses hope and the crowd rushes in to praise the kettle's bowl and declare what they must do. I'm doing to myself, well, if that's poetic justice, how can anybody tell?
Well, you mentioned Guy Clark in the introduction there, and Guy was kind of my hero, I gotta say. I was really fortunate to get to meet him. Met him at the Kerrville Folk Festival. Just kind of an open stage up there called the Ballad Tree in the afternoon. He was hosting it, and I just signed up because I wanted to shake Guy Clark's hand, you know. And I happened to sing a song that I guess he liked, and he, after the whole thing was over, he walked over to me and just said, "Hey, I like that song. Do you have a tape of that?" It was tapes then. And I said, "Yes. Don't move, that's my tent." And I ran to my tent and got him a cassette. And I just thought, that's the coolest thing that's ever going to happen to me. And then a couple weeks later, I'm back home in my little apartment in Chicago and walking in the door of the kitchen with my bag, with a tub of laundry, and my little message light was blinking. And I hit play. "Hey, bud, this is Guy Clark in Nashville. I like those other tunes, too. Give me a call sometime." So after I got done doing the backflips, I called him up, and we talked for a little bit, and he finally said, "Buddy, what do you want to do?" I thought about it for a second. I said, "I just want to keep making music and try and make a life out of it somehow." And he said, "Okay. Let's see if we can get you in the music business." And he made it his job that next year to get me in the music business. He just started, yeah. Yeah, I couldn't have been more fortunate than to have Guy on my side. When Guy Clark gives you a tape, you listen to it. So that really started everything. It just changed my life. And I finally got up the nerve to ask him to write a song with me years later, and this is what we ended up writing. It's called "The Dark." In the dark, you can sometimes hear your own heartbeat, or the heart of the one next to you. House settles down after holding itself up all day. Shoulders slump and it gives a big sigh. And you hear no one's footfall in the hall. The drip in the kitchen sink marking time. June bug on the window screen. He can't get in, but he keeps trying. One way or another, we're all in the dark. Fireflies, sparks, lightning, stars, campfires, the moon, headlights on cars, the northern lights, Milky Way. You can't see that stuff in the day. When the Earth turns its back on the sun, stars all come out and the planets start to run around. Well, they call that day is done. Really, it's just getting started. Some folks take comfort in that. And how dark is it? It's too dark for goblins. And how dark is it? It's so dark the wind gets lost. And how dark is it? It's so dark you can smell the moon. And how dark is it? It's so dark the sky's on fire. And how dark is it? So dark you can see Fort Worth from here. Thank you.
Buddy Monlock, and Buddy will be back with us in the second half of the program, and the program is Radio Live. Support for the program comes from Peden Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical, a family-operated company serving commercial and residential customers since 1969. From heating and air conditioning to plumbing and electrical projects, Peden offers 24-hour service. Learn more online at peden.com. All right. This next lady, somebody else that I've had on the show and known for a long time. Probably the first time I had her on the show, I probably had hair. So it's been that long. Atlanta-born and Georgia-raised Caroline Aiken began her career in 1968, performing with the rock band Father Time in Long Island, New York. She honed her skills as a songwriter and solo artist during the 70s, moving from busking the streets of Seattle to opening for a who's who of acts like Doc Watts and Bonnie Raitt, David Bromberg, Muddy Waters, Little Feat, Randy Newman, John Prine, Arlo Guthrie, Richie Havens, and many more. After years of touring throughout the world, Caroline returned to Atlanta, where she has nurtured and influenced artists like the Indigo Girls and Sean Mullins. A Grammy nominee, Caroline has headlined the prestigious Kerrville Folk Festival 14 times, as well as the Falcon Ridge and High Sierra Festivals, played Bumper Shoot, Music Midtown Atlanta, and the Georgia Music Hall of Fame main stage with the B-52s and Mother's Finest. She has also co-headlined the Mendocino Music Festival along with Ruthie Foster. When she's not touring or recording, she conducts her workshop, Zen and the Art of Performance, at music camps nationally and internationally. She continues to play shows regularly throughout the United States, Europe, South America, and the UK, including numerous charitable events for at-risk children, animals, and the environmental awareness. Critics called her an underground legend and the real deal, but I always like to think of her as the godmother of Atlanta's Americana roots movement. Aww. Please join me in welcoming Caroline Aiken.
Concrete, fluorescent sunrise, soon you'll forget me. I'll be the day he's gone by. Dreaming, endlessly dreaming, coastline is gleaming, gunpowder that's glow in the sky. Then I will be long gone. Follow the sun all the way home. Whisper of freedom blows in the wind, broken wings he. I'll fly again, I'll fly again, oh.
warm summer sunlight pours through the window. Sometimes I get low, can't see your face anymore. So long since I got a little, one day I'll be better. One day I'll walk out that door, then I will be long gone. Follow the sun all the way home. Whisper of freedom blows in the wind. Broken wings heal, and I'll fly again. I'll fly again. I'll fly again.
You relax when you hear that, doesn't it? So good to be with you. It's awesome to be back. It's great to be here with Michael and Sally and Pat and Eden and all the gang crew. Goodness, amazing people that make this happen. And that includes you for being here. Be lonely without you. I got one, I got two, I got enough here for me and you. Keep us strong, in between the hedges, keep your hands on the wheel, eyes on the road. Of soft shoulders and ledges, 'cause speed and steel don't like flesh and bone. No, speed and steel don't like flesh and bone. Say about that.
Well, Well, I'll sing you songs of love. Pull them up like water from a well find. Oasis in the desert. When our love's in a dry spell. Low and a dry spell. Well, it's all 1 minute, yes, not the next. Love survives on memories based. Living in this desert's just one day test. When our love's in a dry spell. Love's in a dry spell. Oh, love's in a dry spell. Love's in a dry spell. Yeah, drink me up. Love, drink me up, baby. It's been a long, hard road in a town. And I feel I'm coming round, babe. When I feel that first drop of rain hit the ground, I've been running for days and days. Crawling to your shore. I found an oasis.
So much. So I'm dying to get to this piano. My daughter wrote these words when she was 12 years old, and it won a teacher's association contest across the country when she was 12. At one point in life, I knew what everything was all about. I didn't worry about the future. I had it all planned out. But when I stopped to realize that something felt quite strange, suddenly I turned around and everything had changed. My hair was there, my witch was where, and I couldn't recognize the things I saw as I dropped my jaw at what lay before my eyes. All the things I so carefully arranged
I somehow got time misplaced. It was all twisted and deranged, and laughing in my face, 'cause everything had changed. Everything had changed. I pushed it aside, started anew. From my past, my future grew. I gave it strength, from there it flew. Out of the clouds, the sun shone through. So if you think you've got it planned, know that life isn't fair. And when you suddenly turn around, be ready for what's there. Be ready for what's there. 'Cause everything can change.
Thank you. Thank you. Great to be with you again. My name's Caroline Aiken, and I want to do this instrumental called Running. And you can hear it when they hit the wall. Okay. Yeah, I'm going to turn down just a little bit. Thank you.
Caroline Aiken, and she will be back in the second half of the program as well.